Crows Lalit Keshre picks time in market over IPO timing. Swiggy posts 1,092 crores of loss and is looking to raise up to 10,000 crore rupees via QIP. Microsoft bets big on India's developer boom. Reliance ties up with Google to offer Google AI Pro plan free to some Jio users for 18 months.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello listeners, welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, your go-to show for the sharpest startup and tech updates Monday through Friday. You can catch us on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, let's start with an interesting interview today. India's investing platform Groww is heading to Dalal Street in one of the most closely watched IPOs of the year. The Bengaluru-based fintech will open its 6,632 crore rupees IPO for subscription between November 4th and November 7th with a price band of 95 to 100 per share, valuing the company at around 62,500 crore rupees or about $7.1 billion. So unlike several startups that went public while still burning cash, Groww is entering the market profitably. It posted about 4,056 crores in revenue and a net profit of 1,900 crores in FY25, translating to a solid 44.85% net margin. The company CEO Lalit Keshre, in an interview with us, said listing on the public market marks a new phase for the company. And I quote what he said, "Listing brings greater accountability, transparency, and a long-term focus while maintaining Groww's philosophy of patience and steady compounding." In fact, he added that Groww's IPO should not be seen as the finish line, but as a fresh start. And he said that we look at IPO as the start of the journey, getting listed adds accountability and trust, and he hopes to continue the journey from here. All right, on how the company arrived at its market valuation, Keshre said that, you give some premium for leadership and growth and a discount to create a win-win situation. So it's a process very different from what we have done before, is what he said. Now, the company plans to expand its wealth management offering following its acquisition recently of Fisdom and also introduce margin trading and commodities driven by customer demand. And when asked about the pressure of quarterly expectations post-listing, he was clear that the company's focus won't change at all. He said, and I quote, "We will not trade long-term focus for short-term gains. Our strategies remain the same. Build for customers, invest in technology, and strengthen the brand." In fact, on Groww's long-term philosophy, he summed it up simply and memorably, "Time in the market matters more than timing the market." In fact, Groww today reaches customers across 98% of India's PIN codes, with over 80% of users coming from beyond tier 6 cities. And Keshre believes the next growth phase will come from the deeper financial penetration and rising affluence as more Indians move from traditional to financial assets. And also in the end, he made a very interesting remark. He said, and I quote, "Our customers now get to be our shareholders. Our real bosses are the customers. Now they become our bosses as shareholders too." All right, let's move on. Let's talk about Swiggy. Swiggy is serving up losses, but also a big fundraising plan in the pipeline. So the food delivery major reported a net loss of about 1,092 crore rupees in quarter two of FY26, which was up around 74% year on year, even as revenue jumped around 54% to 5,561 crore rupees. The food delivery business saw steady growth with 19% in gross order value, while Instamart's revenue more than doubled to 1,038 crore rupees. The company's chief executive, Sri Harsha Majethi, blamed volatile consumption trends and competitive discounting, but said the core business remains on track for recovery. And as competition heats up, we all know that Swiggy is getting ready to refill its war chest. The company plans to raise up around 10,000 crore rupees via a qualified institutional placement on November 7th. The company believes the goal is to strengthen its balance sheet and fuel Instamart's growth, especially with rivals like Blinkit and Zepto expanding aggressively. So speaking of Zepto, the company's chief executive Adit Palicha told us that during Diwali week, the company delivered over 20 lakh orders users per day, which is 40% higher than its closest rival. And Blinkit still leads the pack at 30 lakh daily orders. In fact, Palicha also added that Zepto's burning less per order and said some rival comparisons are inaccurate. Now, the quick commerce war clearly isn't cooling down anytime soon. All right, from food delivery to code delivery now, Microsoft is betting big on India's booming developer community. Senior executive Jay Parikh, who heads the company's core AI division, told us that India's growing base of tech builders offers huge potential and remains a key area of investment. Now, Microsoft-owned GitHub has already made India its fastest growing and second largest developer community, with about 21.9 million developers just behind the US by 2030. In fact, India expected to take the top spot with over 57.5 million developers. That's huge. Now, GitHub's COO Kyle Daigle said the company is focusing on students, universities, startups, and enterprises with tailored initiatives to boost adoption of its platform in India. Now, it's all part of Microsoft's ambitious goal to reach 1 billion developers globally by 2030. So as India cements its place as the world's largest open source contributor base, well, it's no surprise that the global tech giants want in on the action. All right, next up and our last story for the day, a big tech partnership on AI front. Reliance Industries, through its subsidiary Reliance Intelligence Limited, has partnered with Google to offer free access to Gemini Pro AI for Jio users aged 18 to 25. Now, listen to this carefully though, the offer worth up to 35,000 rupees gives some users 18 months of free access to Google's AI service under Jio's unlimited 5G plans. And it opens on October 30 and aims to make advanced AI tools more accessible to India's youth. Now, Reliance also announced a collaboration with Google Cloud to expand access to Tensor Processing Units or TPUs, high-performance AI chips designed to train and deploy large models. Now, the goal is to help Indian organizations build and deploy AI faster and strengthen the country's enterprise AI ecosystem. All right, that's a wrap for today's episode of Tech 3 from Money Control. Hope you found this interesting, and a shout out to our reporters from the Tech and Startup team for the stories we spoke about today. Thank you, listeners. Tune into Money Control's Tech 3 podcast on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts from. We air every Monday to Friday between 7:30 and 8:30 p.m. So tune in for more news minus the boring bits. This is Bhavya Dilip Kumar signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.